I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Ed Sheeran, who was on The Simpsons last night. They did a parody of La La Land called Ha Ha Land. And he was the Ha 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 Land. He was a post-English douche.
Douche.
Well, they basically say he was encouraging Lisa to follow her musical ambitions and condescendingly mansplaining things to her. So anyway, he was, I'm sure that that will be way more well received than his Game of Thrones cameo.
Right. Oh, that was so bad.
It wasn't that bad. I loved it. I was like, oh, how darling.
Really?
I was. I had no problem. I couldn't believe everyone freaked out over
it. You're not a Game of Thrones purist, apparently.
Apparently not, Vinny. Anyway, he was on The Simpsons last night, so.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, here it is. I've never heard that one before. Winter is coming. Winter's here, apparently. All right, so this part of the show is, we have a lot to do. Here we go. Quit having fun. Here we are. Yeah, it's all right. Buckle down. Credit Karma is who brings us this portion of the show. Right now, goal. Goal is this hour's code word, G-O-A-L. Listen closely. I got a new text number for you. New company, new text number. The word goal. Text it to 72881. Text goal to 72881 now for your chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit intercomcontest.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win a trip to Minneapolis for the night before, where you'll see Dave Matthews. Three nights hotel stay, a couple tickets to see Dave Matthews in the big concert the night before, and you'll be qualified for an on-location experience game day ticket package with a meet and greet with the Dave Matthews Band. This is a big deal. Text the word GOAL, G-O-A-L, to 72881. If you text it to us, you didn't enter the contest. Text GOAL to 72881. All right, there you go. We're going to do that again at 12:05 and at 4:05. Lots of chances to win all week. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. All right. Celebrity Trash, do I have a sponsor here? No, I
do
not. Excellent. That's good news. Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
You think I'm a Game of Thrones fan. Brad Pitt is a huge Game of Thrones fan. Loves Game of Thrones. That's right, Brad. Those stinky people of Westeros could use a little.
Is this, what are you doing here?
I'm doing a story.
So he loves Game of Thrones. That's the story.
Game of Thrones.
No, Brad Pitt has made it known that he loves Game of Thrones.
Well, he didn't have to. Just the fact that he was willing to bid $120,000 to watch one of the upcoming season's episodes with Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys, it should be enough. That tells you right there. $120,000. And guess what? He didn't win it. Somebody outbid him. $160,000 is when it went for. Some unnamed couple.
Crazy.
I know. This was at Sean Penn's annual auction to benefit Haiti. This was this past Saturday. Whom, and I can't believe you weren't there. I can't believe you're not there now.
Yeah, he
went to the bathroom? Starbucks? We'll go
he
Starbucks.
Went to the bathroom.
Oh, there he is right there.
I'm
hey,
back, I'm back,
woman,
I'm back.
Why weren't you at Sean Penn's Haiti benefit this Saturday? Brad Pitt was there. He bid $120,000 to sit and watch an episode of Game of Thrones with Emilia Clarke.
Ugh.
Daenerys Targaryen.
What city was
Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains, The Unburnt, The Great Unwashed.
That was funny when they did that last night on Golden Globes.
Right.
And then, and this guy, here's John.
Guy named John.
Yeah.
What city was the fundraiser in?
Probably not here. That's my guess. It doesn't say. Let me see if it says. It doesn't say. First, he bid $80,000. He was like, I want this.
Well, my first thought was, is she single?
Yeah, she is.
Oh. Huh. Well, huh? There you go. This was a chance for both of them. He upped it to 90.
You don't think she was somewhere in the background going, Brad Pitt is going to win a private screening with me?
Oh, that won't be too fun. Yeah, it's huge.
And then
they could be the next,
couple
wins it. I was actually thinking, so let me just get through the story because I had some thoughts on this, of course. Sat and thought about it for a while. So first he opens up with 80 grand, he ups it to 90, and then Kit Harington, Jon Snow, said, I'll come too. And Brad was like, things are getting kinky. I'm going to 120. Leo DiCaprio was there egging Brad on. Come on, spend more. Unfortunately, he did get outbid. He quit after an unnamed couple went to $160,000. At that point, the trick was, I'll be at it too, and you pay more for me to be there. I'm Brad Pitt, right?
No, the trick is they should have gone to that couple and said, all right, Brad, stop to them. You're bidding at 160. Brad, you get 160. We'll do two episodes. Daenerys will show up twice. One time with you guys and one time with you.
I have seen that happen at auctions. I always feel like, oh, that's kind of scummy.
Split it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to switch things up right there in the middle. And I'm just trying to...
I'm saying Brad could have jumped on. Like, he pays his 120 or doesn't pay at all. Adds value.
I'm saying Brad wanted to, you know, hang out with What's-Her-Bucket by himself and went, no thanks, I'm out.
Yeah.
You guys are going to keep outbidding me before this love has a chance to bloom.
I'll just get my manager to call
her
manager.
Yeah, all of my people call her
people.
I'll
go the other way.
Yeah.
Right.
That'll be free.
His wife brought their kid to the Golden Globes. Did you see that?
Yeah.
His ex-wife, Angelina.
Pax.
Yeah. When Jennifer Aniston was on stage, we just wanted to see what Angelina... Did they tell her? No, they didn't. Which was the shot we wanted. That's the one everyone wanted.
We paused the Golden Globes 20 times going, where's Angelina?
Yeah, where's
Angelina?
Like, she's probably backstage, right? She's like, I know they're going to try to look at me.
Well, I wonder if somebody gives her a heads up, like, it's time to go to the bathroom. Jennifer Aniston's about to get on stage. Mm-hmm.
Whilst we were screaming at the TV, you know the shot we want.
Oh, my God.
Come on, give us the money, shot.
You know what we're looking for.
Shot.
Have you seen her?
Who sings this?
Billy Bob Thornton. It's a song for his ex-wife, Angelina Jolie. Anyway, so she was there at the Golden Globes.
She gave Frances McDormand her.
Oh, she did? How did we not see that?
It was after I left.
Yeah, right. You'd gone. I'd
and
gone to bed.
And who was the lady from last year that won? I didn't recall.
The redhead? I saw her in the thing.
But
she
was with Angelina.
Yeah.
Oh, Chastain?
No.
I don't remember who the lady was, but she had won last year. But Angelina looked fabulous.
Well, she is fabulous looking. Skinny. She's so skinny. Love that. Even her wrist looked skeletal. Oh, my God. Because we had it paused on her for a while. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the boniest wrist I've ever seen in my life.
How about her chin? How'd that look?
Great.
Her
oh,
neck.
My God, that neck. It's world class. It's a world class neck. Anyway, so Emilia Clarke and Jon Snow, Kit Harington, they came out on stage to present some award or other. Man, they are so ugly in real life.
Come on. Look at how mean she is. She was screaming that at the TV.
What?
Oh, my God.
By the way,
ugly.
No, you know, just compared to their characters on the show.
You think Emilia Clarke is ugly?
Well,
the way she looked last night? Or
oh, yeah. She looked terrible last
hair?
Night. It's the hair. It's that she smiles. I think they dye her eyebrows white on the show, and she doesn't wear like that. She had bright red lipstick on. When she smiles, she just looks so totally different, like a completely
I know what
other
you mean.
Person.
Yeah, when she smiles, her chin or her cheeks
right.
close her eyes.
They
and
close her eyes. They actually pop
together.
Up. It's like two apples, literal apples, stuck on her cheeks.
But I still find her beautiful, and he's all right.
Yeah, he's okay. He just doesn't look nearly. I think they do some brow work on him too. He, you know, put some dirt on his face. I don't know. Whatever makes him sexy.
What in the hell?
So Kit Harington, over the weekend, he was in the news this weekend for another reason. He got kicked out of a bar in Manhattan. He was a little too drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They had to ask him to leave.
It's one of those things. Mm. You're in a bar to drink. You're getting hammered. Mm. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, listen, that behavior's not accepted here. You fed me 10 drinks. What did you think I was going to start doing?
Well, luckily for everyone, when Kit Harington's in the building, everyone has their cell phone out and is taking video. So TMZ has some of the footage.
Oh, and here he is. Is he yelling?
He's yelling.
Of course he is. You've been serving me. What did you think was going to happen?
He's a slurry. I guess that he was, he's standing next to, this is before we get thrown out, Vinny, right? Is this where he's standing next to the pool table?
Yeah, they're in a pool. Mm-hmm.
He wants to play pool.
Right.
And he goes over, and when they say, dude, we're in the middle of a game, or put your name on the board, or whatever they say to him, he starts grabbing their pool cues and then like banging on the table and just generally making a nuisance of himself. So he was asked to leave, and he did, but then he came back. It's always the.
Why do you go back?
Because you just want more.
You're like, oh, they'll never notice me.
Right. I'm just Jon Snow for the watch. So he had to be physically escorted out at that point.
He's such a little guy.
I know, he's tiny. Like, Emilia Clarke is pretty tiny.
Okay, he's tiny. How tiny is he?
It's like 5'7". Like,
if that. Because I don't know how tall she is. Well, she probably
She's
had heels
small.
On, though.
Yeah.
They were the same height when they came out on the stage last night. I was like, ooh.
He probably had
He's 5'8".
Oh, yeah, sure he is. So he lies by at least 2 inches. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Right,
so
Vinny?
He's 5'5 and
whatever.
3/4". we did have some deaths. You know, not that many people passed. Like, usually when we go on vacation, like, tons of people die.
You don't think we had a good death season?
We had a couple good deaths. And, I mean, listen, death season's just starting, as you know, first couple months of the year. That's when they all happen. Jerry Van Dyke passed away.
Oh, I really enjoyed him.
So did I. I used to love the show Coach. He played Luther.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew you'd know who that was. He died Friday at the age of 86.
86 is good.
It's great. Unfortunately, his wife Shirley says that he was doing great until 2 years ago. They were in a horrible car accident. And he was injured very badly, and his health has deteriorated since then. Like, I guess he was doing okay previous to that. Jerry Van Dyke is Dick Van Dyke's younger brother. Probably, I would say, most famous for playing defensive coordinator Luther Van Damme on Coach. He started out as a stand-up, performed at military bases around the world, and made his acting debut on the Dick Van Dyke Show as Dick's brother. He did appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. He was a regular on the Judy Garland Show. Yeah. Oh, she had a show. He famously turned down the part of Gilligan for Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
Is that right?
He also turned down Barney Fife. On the Andy Griffith Show.
He would have been great at both those.
Instead, he took a role in something called My Mother the Car. That last one. One season. Have you?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
My Mother the Car?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
One season's all it got. Of course, in the olden days, seasons, you know, you did one season, there were 92 episodes.
A man finds his mother reincarnated as a family car.
Oh.
This was in 1965.
Well, it talks to him, right?
I gotta watch an episode of this. Hold on.
Gotta talk to him.
Sure. Is her name Christine? He most recently, I guess he was on, there's a show called The Middle. I've never watched it.
Oh, In the Middle is so
You
good.
Love it.
Oh,
yes.
The Middle is the lady from Everybody Loves
Patricia
Raymond.
Heaton.
Oh.
She's the mom. And then the guy, the father is the dude from Scrubs, the janitor. Neil Flynn, I think is his name. Really cute show. And then he was on.
Is his name Frankie?
No, Frankie is Patricia Heaton.
Oh, well, he plays her father then.
Yes.
Or he did play her father on The Middle.
That's right.
And he had a recurring role on Yes, Dear.
That was a great show, too. Mm.
So anyway, he passed away, which is super sad. Mm. Rest in peace, Jerry Van Dyke. No. Nice long life.
This is Jerry and Dick.
All right.
That's adorable.
That's very sweet.
Is it?
How fun to have a brother that's with you your whole life. And
well,
it's nice.
I don't know if you're going to do the story later, so stop me.
It's cute.
James Franco last night when he was talking.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when you said that. I don't have that story in front of me, but thank you for reminding
when
me.
When he was, when he brought everyone up from the movie.
Right.
Can you believe he won?
No.
I think it's fantastic that he won. It cracks me up.
It's actually quite silly. That movie won more than one thing, too,
I think.
And it's fine. It's a disaster movie based on a disaster.
Yeah. But I think it's his personality that goes a long way.
So he drags his brother Dave up onto the stage with him and says something really nice. Like, I always wanted to have a brother like the Coen brothers. And I did discover that I have a brother this year. I was like, was that news? I mean, the way he said it was really weird, but it was very cute. And he brought his brother plays Greg Cisnero, I think the guy's name is, who plays, hi, Mark, in the actual show, The Room.
But he's like, thanks, Mom, for giving me a brother.
Yeah,
like
it was really cute.
Oh,
and then he goes, here we go. I realized this year. And then, but previous to that, because he was accepting the award for himself. He had won Best Actor in a motion picture. And he called Tommy Wiseau up onto stage. Tommy Wiseau is the guy who made the horrible movie in the early 2000s. He's a man of mystery. Mystery that you feel like maybe you don't even care what the answers to the questions are. But he called him up onto the stage, and Tommy comes up and tries to grab the mic. So now Tommy's approaching the stage. It's always very awkward at the Golden Globes. You have to navigate the tables.
All right.
All right, here comes Tommy. He's reaching the center of the stage, wearing his sunglasses. They're hugging. He reaches for the mic to say something, and James Franco, no, whoa's him. Whoa.
That's uncomfortable.
Whoa. Stand back. This is my moment.
You know what? That was perfectly done. He stopped it right there.
And with a big smile on his face.
No. I bet you he is like at the point with this guy, like, this is the end of this tour.
Yep.
I never want to see this guy again. I am over this character and this whole thing.
Yeah, that definitely, I felt like that moment kind of spoke volumes about their relationship, where he still had a smile on his face, but was just like, I've heard you talk, and the answer's no.
James is like Matt Nathanson.
Yeah, no. You need to talk to me. You call my agent.
That's too bad.
I know. Well, what are you going
to do? We're going to see.
You win some, you lose some.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
He'll still be friendly.
We're going to see Matt Nathanson in a couple days.
Listen, I've seen him a few times since the texting incident. He's totally fine. Everything's perfectly normal. I got the message. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I can deal. Take it. Cry silently in my room once in a while, you know, lament the relationship that I ruined. More death. Here we go. The Moody Blues are going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this spring, but Ray Thomas will not be there. He died Thursday at the age of 76. It was unexpected. They haven't revealed the cause of death, but apparently it was out of the blues. Moody Blues. Get it? It's a little joke. He had dealt with... Thank you. He had dealt with, I don't know why, it's totally unexpected. He was diagnosed with inoperable prostate cancer in 2013, and he's been sick on and off for the last 15 years. He was a founding member. Oh, the flute here is him, right? This is back in the days when a flute was a viable rock and roll instrument. I mean, maybe it still is. I just haven't heard any recently. Founding member, multi-instrumentalist, mostly contributed vocals and flute. That's him. This is Knights in White Satin, probably their biggest hit. He was with the band from its start in 1964, and he retired in 2002. There you go.
I never really got into these guys. You?
This one song is fine. I don't mind this one song. John Young.
Who?
John Young. He's an astronaut. He was a man who walked on the moon and commanded the first ever shuttle flight.
Oh,
and born here, I believe.
Oh, is that so?
I believe so.
No, I don't see where I don't
I
have
heard that
info
over the weekend.
He died Friday, complications from pneumonia. 87 years old.
87, that's pretty good.
So he was a former Navy pilot, part of the second group of astronauts the space agency hired, NASA hired. and was, I guess he made six flights to space and walked on the moon during one of them at least. So rest in peace.
And he
to
lived
John
to be 87.
Young. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty That's good.
Great. Christina Aguilera announced the death of her dog Stinky on Instagram on Friday. She said, "I finally had to make the hard decision to put my beloved Stinky down last night after an amazing 17 years together.
Whoa.
They say this dog far outlived the average life of a papillon. Is that how you say it? P-A-P-I-L-L-O-N, papillon? I don't know.
Yeah, papillon.
Papillon?
Yeah.
She said, you were my roadie through the tours, breakups, and life's many ups and downs. Run free with no more misery. They're expected to live like 13 to 15 years, so 17 is actually great. She did a little tribute to Stinky. Are you looking at the pictures of Stinky? It's cute.
Yeah, it makes
cute
me sad.
Little dog. It's super sad. It's set to Loyalty by Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna. Loyalty, you know, of course.
People who don't have dogs thing. Don't know. They're like, who cares? Believe me, it's the worst thing.
Mm. It's terrible.
So awful.
Well, yeah. What sucks too is like as you fall in love with your dog, you totally get that it's you get them for a really short time.
Well, and I also had to step in and help my pup to heaven, and that is brutal.
It's the that worst is, to make
you
that
just
decision.
Are like, I don't, and now I just horrible. Regret it completely.
Mm.
And that's, I'm sure she's got the same thing, like, didn't want to. But at what point are you like, okay.
This animal is suffering.
Yeah, it's the quality of life.
Right.
Yeah. You have to make that decision.
And it's actually the most humane thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You love your doggy, you put them out of their pain. Betty White, who is still alive.
What?
Yeah.
And sharp, huh?
Mm-hmm. 96 years old. I really, yeah. I mean, her thoughts here are fantastic. I thought I'd throw this in since all the other old people died over the vacation. She did an interview sharing her secrets for living a long life.
Oh, okay.
She said, accentuate the positive, not the negative. It sounds so trite, but a lot of people will pick out something to complain about rather than say, hey, that was great. It's not hard to find great stuff if you look. I try to see the funny side and the upside, not the downside. I get bored with people who complain about this or that. It's such a waste of time. As for her eating habits, which I'm always interested, like what are one of these people who live to be 100 years old eat? Vodka and hot dogs.
Yeah.
She says, in that order. Vodka and hot dogs. Dude, I'm going to live to be 100. It's going to be great.
Oh, because that's your secret recipe?
Vodka and hot dogs. Like, what else is there in life? I mean, occasional lobster roll, I guess. Speaking of people who live into their hundreds, Kirk Douglas last night. They
were, oh, yeah,
that was hard.
That was a bad moment, everyone.
Listen, though, you know, it's...
Showing all those videos of him in his prime, killing, you know, swords, acting women, and then...
Do you think they should have had him on?
No, absolutely not. That was...
He wanted his moment in the sun.
And then he...
101.
And then he started talking.
Oh, that wasn't...
Everybody was struggling to understand what he was saying.
If you've got some of that audio, Brand.
Well, Catherine, don't do it.
It's just mean.
All I could think about... This is how shallow I am. Catherine Zeta-Jones wheels him out, you know?
Yeah.
She's his daughter-in-law.
Right.
She's married to Michael Douglas. All I could think about was... Michael Douglas got throat cancer.
She kept screaming that at the TV, everyone.
No, I did not scream that at the TV. I mentioned it one time.
Your daughter gave me throat cancer.
No, I didn't.
You were screaming that at the TV?
I wasn't. Hooman is making that
You
up.
Are shallow.
That is so crass.
Oh, no, I'm totally shallow.
God.
For sure. But I, you know, in my defense, I didn't. That's
What's
Hooman
he supposed screaming. To not do that?
No, I was just, you know,
well,
just pointing it out, Vin.
You got that audio or?
Oh, of me screaming at my house last night. Were you taping?
Kirk Douglas.
It's a little hard to ask someone to, you know.
She looks. Did you see her?
Get you if you're not willing to get them. Right. You know what I mean?
She looked absolutely stunning last night.
Yes, I agree.
I couldn't believe. I mean, why is she not acting anymore?
Yeah, there's the question. What happened to her 15
minutes? Because she doesn't want to have to work. I mean, she's living the life, right?
She suffers from... anxiety.
She's like a bipolar thing going
on.
And
bipolar,
yeah, but you guys, she's Douglas is royalty.
Yeah.
She could work if she wanted to work.
It's especially
that,
looking like that. She,
I mean,
that
but even the anxiety, they'd put up with whatever.
Mm.
She could do anything she wants. She's Michael Douglas's wife.
Yeah. And maybe she's taking care of him and the.
That must be fun.
She did a TV show in 2017 called Cocaine Godmother.
Oh. Well. What's that about? Did you say it was a TV movie?
I can just hear her now, though, saying, oh, you survived. Get down there and do your job. Give me that.
But Catherine Zeta-Jones, I don't want to go. I'm in remission. What's going up in the news, Ben?
The new trend. I saw this trend over the vacation, and I was like, I cannot wait to find out if Hooman is on this.
Here we go.
You know, he's always on the cutting edge of the latest health trend.
Oh, it's a health trend. Okay.
Oh, and this one is big here in the Silicon Valley.
Oh.
Hooman.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
It's next. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, we're back, we're alive. Happy 2018. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. 8 o'clock today, the Bottle Rock 2018 lineup. We have the announcement, we have some tickets.
You know?
I do, I got them. You didn't get the thing? Oh.
Sarah, please.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get the thing.
You didn't get the, oh my God. Look how long this is.
He never gets the thing. But it looks
it's like
pretty
pages
amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Huh. So we picked out a bunch and Bryn's pulling all the music and we got a big preview coming up. 23andMe.com, because that's 8 o'clock. Get out. Would you go sit down? Just stop it. You're about to do news. You don't even have time to read it.
I'll show you after this break, Vinny.
Right before we do the announcement.
I'll show you after this break.
Give me one.
You don't.
Not even one?
No.
Don't.
Don't.
Man.
Don't you
forget about me.
Don't you
forget about me.
I'll be around dancing, you know it, baby.
Tell me
your troubles and doubts. Give me everything inside and out. I won't.
Don't you.
Okay.
How can we sell what I'm like?
Vinny did this.
I did this
100%. That was you. If you just sat there quietly waiting for this. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club.
Oh.
Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
All right.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, and that's a nice way to get your New Year's resolution kicked off. Did you make any?
I did not.
Oh, I did not.
No, I mean, I had a lot of stuff to get done. I have my little list of things, and I got it all done over vacation.
But nothing specific where you were like, I'm going to learn to cook Chinese
food. No. And I definitely was saying to myself, let's try to drop 5 over the vacation. And I dropped a couple, but I was also, I went into vacation so freaking sick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was.
No, you were super sick.
So I was just happy to be on vacation, get better. I enjoyed the holidays and no, there's no big
right.
How long did you have your cold?
You might still hear me cough a little now. Wow. It's unbelievable how long that thing lingered. Of course, I did go surfing on some of the coldest possible days, but, you know, I'm not going to not do that. It's vacation.
Listen, you only live once, Vinny. You've got to get in all the surfing
days
you can.
Well, it's not even the only live. I'm gone every morning. So this is the mornings. Those are the mornings I get. I got to use them. Anyway,
vacation time well used, sick or not.
Here is the hot new trend that I was so curious when I heard about it.
Boy.
I was like, Hooman has got to be on this, right? Right? I mean, he's doing the coffee enemas.
Yes.
He goes to, what is that church he went, the Empower You?
Oh, yeah. Thank right. You. And the Gerson Institute.
Yes.
Well, that was the coffee enemas.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, he's all about organic. And although he was, you were also sick over vacation.
Yeah, I got super sick in Bali, yeah.
Oh, you did?
I'm not even, I feel like I turned a corner last night, but I could barely even eat at Sarah's house.
He couldn't
last
eat.
Night.
I was like, oh, God, he doesn't like the food.
No, I could.
He's not even eating today.
I know, I just had some tea.
So, what'd you get? Yeah. Like the flu or?
Well, I think it was a combo of a few things. I think it was either.
It's never simple.
Bronchitis. And then I think I got a stomach flu. And then I think I got the regular flu.
Yeah. So you just kept falling down the stairs into the next thing, right? I mean,
it all hit the last 24 hours before I left. I didn't even leave my room the last 24 hours of my trip. I just hid in my room, and then the plane ride home was about as miserable as you could possibly imagine.
Oh, wow.
Was it like 14 hours? How long was your flight home?
Longer than that. How because long? At least 23 hours.
Oh, God, because you stopped somewhere. Where did you stop?
Well, there's no direct flights to Bali. You have to stop in either, like, Singapore or China or Thailand. So on the way there, I stopped in Thailand, but I was already in Armenia, so it wasn't so bad. But then on the way out, I had a 10-hour layover in Singapore.
10 hours as you're totally sick, and now you're in Singapore.
I will say this about the Singapore airport. It could be the nicest airport in the entire world, thank God. There were all these places where you could sleep and get a blanket and stuff. Oh. And so I was like, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But it was still unbearable. Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, I feel bad for the next guy that laid on the bed.
Here's the latest trend.
All right.
Apparently, the hot new trend in Silicon Valley right now is drinking something called raw water.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear What's that? About this.
It's water that's straight from a spring, unfiltered, untreated, and unsterilized. The theory is that the people who eat raw fruits, vegetables, and nuts also want to drink raw water. They say here, though, that you shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's actually really bad for you and very dangerous. It's dangerous to drink untreated water, and there's a reason. Every drop we drink is filtered.
Why?
Almost everything conceivable that can make you sick can be found in water.
They were saying there was like a big E. coli outbreak because of this.
Even water from a beautiful natural spring probably has animal feces in it.
Yeah, plus the earth is just super polluted.
It can contain everything from E. coli to cholera.
Oh.
Ebola.
And it can potentially kill you.
Yeah, do the filtered water. So this is a thing, you're saying in Silicon Valley people are totally into this?
Here in the Bay Area, this is a thing.
Don't do this, people.
One company is selling 2.5-gallon jug of raw water for $60.
That's crazy.
Have you tried it yet or no?
So the only thing that I
so
have
you
not,
would try it.
No, absolutely not. I only get water that has no fluoride in it. I'm anti-fluoride, but outside of that,
Does that mean you drink distilled water?
I do drink distilled water, yeah. But there are websites that have lists of bottled water that have no fluoride in it. Like Avion, for example, has no fluoride.
Oh.
Shame. No shame, Avion. It's the most famous water in the world.
Oh, famous. That's why you drink it.
No, it's just... I'll look at the list and... yeah, but I do distilled water. I buy big jugs.
I like a big jug.
We have a scandal on our hands, everyone.
Oh, my God. What is it?
54-year-old Robert Esquivel Cabrera from Saltillo, Mexico, has been internet famous for years now as having the biggest man area of all times.
Yeah, it goes all the way to his forehead.
He claims it's 18, almost 19 full inches.
Uh-huh. He can't even work, right? He can't do anything.
He says he
can't
work.
He doesn't have a relationship.
Because it's too big.
Yeah.
He recently went to a radiologist named Dr. Jesus Pablo Gil Muro, who examined it. And Dr. Muro says the size has been greatly exaggerated.
Oh. Yeah. But I've seen it.
What you've seen is about 7.
They seven say, what?
So they... 7 inches. Oh. They say that the other 12-ish is all
packaging?
The part that most of us have snipped off.
Oh.
If they were to get rid of
but
his foreskin. So what?
Like a very consistently long salami.
I don't know what to tell you. They say this dude is almost all foreskin.
Kind of doctor is this? Like a Dr. Phil who examined him?
Real doctor.
I want to believe that he's good 18 inches.
Robert says he did make it bigger by attaching weights to stretch it, and that's what stretched.
was just the foreskin.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So this guy's just
phony, just
lazy and doesn't want to work. Because you can still, if it's just your foreskin, roll it up and let's get to work.
Roll it up.
Snip it off.
Do whatever with it. It's just skin. It's not like it's your.
I don't think you have enough hands to hold all that in the rolled up.
Just put it in a Glad bag and let's get on with it. You got some money to make here. You got rent to pay, buddy. And he was saying that he can't have relations with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all a big fat lie.
And he just wants to be famous.
Yeah. We fell for a dude who just wants to be internet famous.
Shocking.
Well, don't they all, though?
Yeah.
Or do they? I have a story. Let me see if I can. It would have been smart for me to put these together, but I'm not. 68% of people say they wouldn't want to go viral. 68%. Well, this is that guy. This guy's gone viral with his man area, and now he's so famous, you know.
Is it viral in a good way? Like he did a good deed and it went viral?
Viral in a good way would be fine, but, you know, you don't want to go viral with something that you're
embarrassing.
Right, ashamed of or something. Yeah, I just prefer, if I got to pick one or the other, I'm going to say no. Let's not go viral. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like something we did. You know, all of us together.
Oh, the show did or something.
Some funny thing or, you know, something you'd want to be known for.
But if you rescue someone's life, don't you want to go viral?
You know, that's better than what can happen.
I don't know. There's that whole, if you've done something nice, do you really want to be the person that's now famous because you did something nice?
Better than for being the person
No, I agree, but it's like.
Spitting, you know, got caught spitting in the food at McDonald's or something.
There you are. Sort of stuck in this humble brag situation now where you're like, look, I did what I, in the moment, I
what
just tried to help.
Done, right.
You'd like to think. And then later someone's like, hey, you should have a free car. And hey, we should make some money for you. And suddenly you're like, well, yeah, this has ruined me.
No, I'm not the guy I used to be.
I did something nice and now I'm a bastard.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, there's no winning in life, let's face it.
People were asked. Young people still do want to go viral, though. It's the older set that are like, right.
I was watching Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and he had three people, like, you know, pot's legal, and he was seeing, you know, he was going to guess who was high of the three people that he brought out there. And so this one lady, he goes, all right, so what do you do? She goes, well, I'm an aspiring YouTuber. And he goes, aspiring, it's free. Just put, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, this, but that is, I was just like, well, that's what every kid wants now, is to be famous. By the way, on the same show, I believe, I got turned on to this HQ trivia game.
Oh, is that what you texted?
Yeah. You can win money.
HQ.
It's like a live trivia game. We played it last night. Well, Huma didn't play it, but.
I couldn't get it on.
Yeah.
You couldn't what?
He couldn't get it on. He couldn't get it on. He couldn't get it on. So you sign up for the thing, and then you win money, supposedly.
So this is your new addiction?
No, it's only one live game a day, I believe. And so last night was the first game that I was actually actively going to participate in, and I got like the second question wrong. Cropped out. Yeah.
Right. You got to get like 8 questions right.
12 questions right.
Oh. What'd you get wrong?
I don't even remember.
Oh, come on.
What's the highest bill?
Oh, yeah. What's the highest bill currently in production of U.S. currency? 100, 1,000, or 10,000?
Currently? Is it 100?
No.
No, it's 1,000.
It's 100.
It
you
is
are 100. Correct.
Yeah, 100. They used to make
currently. There's no $1,000 bill?
I'm sure there are.
They used
but
to, but
currently
not
in production is 100.
Yeah.
So I got knocked out. So, and then I had a free life or something, and I screwed up some.
In signing up for it, did you have to put your credit card down?
No. Just your phone number. They give you, then they shoot you.
Just your phone number.
Yeah. It was worth it.
Anyway, about 2/3 of people are happy not having something they do blow up on social media and make them internet or, you know, YouTube famous.
Right.
And it's mostly the young kids who want to be viral.
Right. They're all looking for that big break.
Easy money.
Well, we all want easy money. I'd like easy money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that some little, of us will go to work every day for it.
The little kid, although the little kid who does toy reviews and made $11 million bucks last year.
Come
that's the kind of viral I want to be.
Count.
God.
And I've contributed to that. I've watched those things. I mean, I was with someone that watched them, right? I don't know about this stuff. I'm learning. I'm learning hairdo, dresses. I got to, speaking to the kid, I got a little girl. And so, according to this, the scrunchie is making a comeback. I didn't know it was out.
It wasn't out. I don't care what anyone says. I put a scrunchie in my hair three days a week.
It's so 80s.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, you have scrunchies.
Oh, my God. I have 20 scrunchies.
And you use them all the time.
I do. I just don't want my hair in my face.
They're 80s.
Who cares? I'm not going to parties with them on.
I use other things. I don't use really scrunchies anymore.
And what is
although
it?
I do have some at home.
Of course you do.
I tend to go for some other band ones.
Yeah, you have fancy things for your hair. But when if I'm going to go outside and
because
do something,
Sex
I want
in
my...
the City episode where they made fun of her.
Oh, I didn't care about that.
They made fun of the lady
I'm not from New York, so who cares?
But what? Okay, so if a scrunchie is officially defined as just, it's not a hair rubber band.
It's a rubber band, but it's got cloth around it so that when it's contracted, it's got like a scrunchy amount of fabric around it.
Oh.
You've seen them. They're kind of fat.
I have
They're
seen
like,
those.
Yeah.
Okay, so isn't that good because it won't pull your hair
out? Great. They're great.
Like it's just considered, you know.
I never wore a scrunchie, but I wore ponytail things when I wanted to have my hair out of my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it would tear piles of hair out every time.
That's why the scrunchie came into being. Mm-hmm. And I did see that episode of Sex and the City. I thought to myself, well, how goddamn elitist are you? You're right. I'm not from New York City. And I don't want to.
GD'd them?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I was like, who cares? Let the lady wear a scrunchie. What are you going to be such a bitch about?
So you hate that show?
No, I actually love that show.
Oh, all right.
But I did feel like, God, it's bitchy.
Well, they're fashionable again.
Oh, good. Wonderful. See, I always knew they'd come back.
It always comes back around.
They say the scrunchie has come around, so, you know, get ready to start seeing those again.
All right. Well, I see them all the time in the mirror.
Because you use them.
I do.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say.
All right.
Hey, Sarah, post a picture of your bike.
Oh, okay.
There are a bunch of baskets for your bike, by the way. Just type in basket for specialized lift.
Okay, 408 says, Sarah, just so you know, grandparenting is so much better than parenting.
I can't wait to someday be a grandparent. I think it's going to be...
My mom likes it a lot, too. Like, she's into it.
Kids, babies that you love, but you can give back.
But isn't your mom an expert at being a grandmother?
She is, so I'm sure I'll turn to her.
Not you, his mom.
Oh.
But she's pretty good at it. Yeah.
And someday you'll be a grandpa.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
I got in the game a little late, wouldn't you say?
Vinny, I don't know when, I mean, in 10 years she'll be capable of giving you a grandchild.
What is wrong with you?
10 years,
she'll
14.
She'll be 14.
But
it's like Bryn.
She'll be capable. I'm just saying,
hey,
by the time you...
yeah, hold on.
By the time you're 65,
you
could easily...
I don't want to be a grandpa.
Maybe she'll be 21, 22. I'm saying, you know...
No, you
she's
said 14. Not...
I'm currently...
Okay. Thanks for listening so closely.
Trying to keep her from that whole... princess wedding.
Why would you keep
marriage?
Her from that?
Because it's I get it, it's neat, but I don't think she needs to be sold that her prince is waiting and that she needs to look forward to her wedding day.
She'll be fine. I grew up on that stuff and I still look at what a realist I am.
Okay. I mentioned in our first news break that John Gruden's coming back to the Raiders, and a lot of people wrote in. When we had Gruden before, it was the best the Raiders had been.
Had some good seasons.
I don't know.
There.
The Madden days were pretty good. Those were actually Super Bowl days.
Right.
Three, I think.
What years was
Did
Gruden
Madden win
before?
All three, or was there a different coach that came in after him to win a...
Let me look.
The research department is on it, Emmy.
Thank you.
Let's see how our 2018 research department does.
Oh, you want it right now before the break?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it?
84, 81, 77.
Are they all Madden years? Well, that was the question. Well, that was the whole question.
That's what you're researching.
Hold on. Oh, damn. You got it, Bryn? What are you doing over there?
Just type in what years did John Madden win the Super Bowl, and it'll tell you. And now we know that the Raiders won in 77, 81, 84, whatever you just said.
I don't know. I just, sorry. I bet they had a different coach. I think Madden tapped out pretty young.
I don't know.
And went into the booth.
Wouldn't know at all, yeah.
How dare you talk about Babs like that?
Oh, God.
You know you're really pissing off the gays, right?
Oh, gays, get over it. Listen, she has had better days. She did not look...
We all have.
Yes, that is true. Every morning I wake up and go, yesterday was a better day than today, I'll tell you that. Just the RBF was outrageous.
And you think it's the surgeries?
Oh, I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, you
it
get
seems
old.
Seems that way.
She looked like the expression on her face looked like, oh, wow, oh, oh. Like the just crabby old neighbor lady of yours, you know? Like, oh, God.
What you got any so answers for us?
Looks like John Madden, I think, won two. And then the third in 84.
Oh, for crying.
What? Okay. Well, maybe
sure.
We'll find that out.
All right.
Hey, coming up, Bottle Rock Napa Valley. We've got the lineup announcement. We've got tickets to give away. We've got ticket on sale information and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.